All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 6 minutes, 9 seconds remaining here at Bob Fairchild Field at the new Jarrett Memorial Stadium. And the score is Savannah 7, Chillicothe 0, as Savannah's first offensive drive started at their own 29-yard line. And they went the distance for a touchdown, a nice methodical drive by Savannah's offense. Here's Volgamont with the kickoff, high kickoff that's going to push Mason Hayward back to the 11. He's at the 15, sidesteps one defender, dives for the 20 is where he's going to fall at the 20-yard line. Mason Hayward, good return there by the freshman. Brent Irsay was in on the tackle for Savannah. Want to say a big Hornet hello to Noel Gott. Noel Gott, we want to wish him a get well soon, as he's been a little under the weather lately. Hope he's enjoying tonight's ball game on KCHI. Here's two wide receivers to the right for the Hornets. Pitchback goes to Gannon. Sidesteps one defender in the backfield and is lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage, which is the Hornet 20-yard line, as Savannah had good pursuit around the right side of the left side of the offensive line of the Hornets. Taylor Stevie was on the tackle that time for Savannah.
Yeah, there was no gain there, so big second down player, second down and 10.
Tyler Long and DJ Gannon are split in the backfield as Clampett now is under center. Handoff goes to Tyler Long, his first carry of the night, gains 1 yard. Up to the 21-yard line. Butch Tyler Long had a breakout game last week against St. Joe Lafayette. He had, last week against Lafayette, 12 carries for 105 yards. That's a 9-yard average to lead the Hornets in rushing last week. He became the first Hornet this season to go over the 100-yard rushing mark. So congratulations to Tyler Long. He gets his first start here tonight after that performance.
A great game.
Gannon now is wide to the right. Long and Midget are split in the backfield. Balance line in front for Clampett as he goes back to pass. Pressure coming. Clampett's going to have to run with it, and he goes out of bounds at about the 23-yard line of Chillicothe. Just no blocking at this point in time as Savannah's just coming with everybody, and Clampett just has no time to set and throw. All right.
So it's going to bring up a punting situation here as it's fourth down and 7.
Alpern is in to punt. He's standing back at the Chillicothe 13-yard line. Back deep is Tyler Wilt. He's standing at the Savannah 45. Quickly, Alpern has to get it away, end over and kick. That bounces over on the west sidelines near the Hornet bench. And is going to go out of bounds. Let's see here. The ref's going to mark this off at the 47-yard line of Savannah. So Savannah will have good field position to start their second drive of the night. They lead it 7-0 over the host, Chillicothe Hornets. Tyler Wilt will go wide to the left along with Dickens, who goes wide to the right. One back remains in the backfield for Zane Wilt, who's in shotgun formation. Zane hands off to number 20, who goes across the Savannah 45 and gets up to midfield. That is Johnny Weeks with the carry for Savannah, a gain of 3. Jared Cox was in on the tackle that time for the Hornet defense. No huddle offense here by Savannah as they want to move very quickly. Lafayette did the same thing last week against this Hornet defense, so Chillicothe should be familiar with this type of play. Here's another handoff to Johnny Weeks, and he goes nowhere fast as he's brought down at the 50, the line of scrimmage. So it'll be third down and 8 for Savannah. Zach Alpern was in on the tackle that time for the Hornets.
That was a great play defensively for the Hornets. Now it's 3rd down and 8. And they need to come up with another stop and get Savannah to punt the football.
Dalton Duane comes into the ball game. He's going to be wide to the right. Also, Tyler Wilt will go wide to the right, as will Austin Nolan. Zane Wilt goes back to pass, looks to throw back to the east sidelines, now throws down the west sidelines to number two, Corey Corburn, and it goes incomplete inside the Hornet 40-yard line. There is a flag, however, back where Zane Wilt threw the ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. I'm a little nervous about that one.
Now, Butch, there's also a flag back in the middle of the football field. Surely that is that another penalty, or did the referee see something else out there?
I don't know. That's okay. They both saw the same thing. So, yeah, it's ineligible lineman.
And then there's a holding call, though, Butch. It was a second penalty.
Oh, no.
That went against, I believe, Savannah. Both penalties, Butch, went against Savannah. That will force Savannah into a punt situation. And hats off to this Chillicothe defense, Butch.
That was a great
defense. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a really nice defensive stand that time. So Savannah's going to have to punt. That's what we need.
Punter's into the ball game for Savannah. He's standing back at the 37-yard line. The punter is Clayton McGinnis. He's awaiting the snap. Here's the snap. Comes back cleanly. He's a lefty. It's a low spiraling kick that DJ Gannon's just going to leave alone, and it continues to take a Savage's bounce all the way down to the 8-yard line of Chillicothe. So the Hornets will have it first and 10 at their own 8-yard line. Deep in their own end of the field. They need to be careful here offensively, do the Hornets. We have 3 minutes, 15 seconds remaining. First quarter, Chillicothe 0, Savannah 7. Want to let everybody know that tomorrow morning, right here at the Bob Fairchild Field at the new Gerlitt Memorial Stadium, they will be having the YMCA tackle football. It's going to be a jamboree-style football action. And the third and fourth graders are playing at 8:30 till about 10:30 tomorrow, and they're a very exciting group to come out and see. Here's first and 10 for Chillicothe. Handoff goes to Midget. He is smash mouth right as he crossed the line of scrimmage, but he gained 3 yards on that carry up to the 11-yard line of Chillicothe is D.L. Midget. Dallas Volgamont in on the tackle.
It was a quick hitter that time as Midget hit the line of scrimmage almost instantly, and they pick up a little yardage there, pick up about 2 yards, did the Hornets.
Here's Chillicothe once again, three backs in the backfield. Handoff, Clampett gives the handoff. This time it goes to Tyler Long, and Tyler is stopped short of the line of scrimmage. He's pushed back by a yard, so it'll bring up a third down and 8 for the Hornets at their own 10-yard line. Tucker McDonald, one of the captains tonight for Savannah, was in on the tackle. Very tough defense is Savannah, Butch.
Yes, they are.
Gannon will be wide to the left. Alpern wide to the right. Passing situation for the Hornets as Clampett goes back to pass, throws up in the air for Gannon over his shoulder at the Chillicothe 30. The ball goes sailing, incomplete. Clampett just had to take one step there, Butch. He had no time whatsoever. He had to just get rid of it.
Yeah, that's tough when you've got that big rush like that. And
do you think maybe if he went into a shotgun formation, that might help him a little
bit? It might help a little bit. But
I know it increases the chance for perhaps a bad snap and a turnover.
Right,
but
right.
Here we are in punt formation. Alpern standing at the goal line, getting set to punt this ball off to Tyler Wilt, who's standing at the Hornet 45. Alpern punts this ball away, bounces at the Hornet 40. And Wilt takes it on a hop and is brought down immediately by D.L. Midget at the Hornet 46-yard line. Good punt coverage there by D.L. Midget. The sophomore just continues to grow and grow as a football player for Chillicothe.
Yes, he does. He really does, Mark. And that was a really nice play. Good hustle by D.L., and he's down here to make the tackle just as soon as he got control of the ball, did the Savannah player. So, yeah.
There must have been a penalty there, Butch. They're discussing things.
Okay, here we go.
Holding the call. All right, Savannah, I believe that's their second or third penalty of the night. They lead in that category, as they do on the scoreboard. They lead over the Hornets 7-0. You were saying about DL.
Well, he just as you say, just gets better every game, and he's fun to watch. And he, as you said too, he's just a sophomore, so that's encouraging.
Zane Wilt is in shotgun formation. He has two wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right, two backs in the backfield, looking to run the option. He hands off to number two. Number two for Savannah is Corey Corburn, and he's brought down after a gain of 3 yards. It'll bring up a second and seven for Savannah as that penalty pushed Savannah down deep inside their own 40-yard line, but now with that carry, they're out to their own 41-yard line.
What I like about Chillicothe right now, they seem to be playing a little harder and want the game a little more.
Two backs are again in the backfield for Wilt, who goes in shotgun formation, throws to his brother Tyler, who catches it at the 42 of Savannah, turns upfield and is immediately dropped after a short gain there. Leading the charge was Hayden Major along with Tyler Clampett and Alperin. And it's going to bring up a third and a long three for Savannah's offense at their own 45.
Yeah, that was some good hustle that time. They're gang tackling. They look more like a football team right now.
Tyler Wilt goes wide to the left this time. Dickens comes to the right as Zane Wilt, shotgun formation, goes back to pass, looks for his brother all the way, throws the slant. He catches it at the Hornet 40, picks up the first down. He's at the 35, the 30, 25, 20. Finally brought down inside the 15 of the Hornets by number three, Jared Cox.
Woo. Yeah, that was a nice play that by Savannah, brother to brother. And they probably played that in their
backyard
quite a bit.
Tyler Wilt last season against the Hornets, he caught two passes for 15 yards and one touchdown. This year, he's been the leading receiver in most every game that they've played. He stays in there, he's set up wide to the right. Zane Wilt, the quarterback's going to run the option. Pitches back to number four, Brett Irsay, and it's fumbled back at the 25. Do the Hornets have it, Butch? Let's see here.
I think they do.
They've got it. Yeah, Chillicothe
got the football.
That's what we needed, Butch.
That's what we asked for a while ago was a turnover, and we got it.
All right. That is the first turnover of the night by the Savannah Savages, the 11th turnover that this Hornet defense has picked up this year. Elliot Keller was in on the fumble recovery for the Hornet defense, and that stops a threatening drive there that was put on by the Savannah offense.
Chillicothe's going to have time for one play here in the first quarter. Got 3 seconds on the scoreboard.
Tyler Clampett goes under center. Three backs in the backfield. Handoff goes to, looks like Long. Let's see here if it was Long indeed. He was piled. No, it was DJ Gannon. No, Long. Long on the carry. Gannon was back there too with him. They both got tackled at the same time. No gain, so it'll bring up a second and 10 for the Hornet offense at their own 25 when we return with the second quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game between Chillicothe and Savannah. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.